People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it in there.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. Actually, this is the UNSC. We're in Halo, so I hope you're enjoying this. I got the cornerman himself, Jared Kennedy, is back.
What's up?
Kung Fu Kenny. Back with you.
Sid Moore is back. Ow. And we got Sid. What'd it do?
I'm sure. Show them too. We're off. Show them too. In the house. Like
it's good to have y'all up in here. Up in here at the UNSC of the Halo. So, for listeners, this episode should be up on the YouTube, so you can watch it. You can just see how goofy this is. But we're going to go ahead and kick it off. As far as the show goes, we're looking at the Celtics and the Nets with Kyrie Irving. I'm going to flip the crowd off while I scratch the back of my head play. And getting totally destroyed in game two. We have the Elon Musk wanting to buy Twitter and take it over. We have a group of Christians who were singing praises to Jesus on a plane. And boy, did that go viral in the Twitterverse. And Disney versus legislators in Florida. All right, so we got our ball, man. I know that I could just tell by the way that you were interacting with it on social media that you were not pleased with your old homeboy, Kyrie Irving. What's the take?
Fuck him.
He's a baby back bitch. I'm pretty sure he's a bitch. He's soft. Softer than fucking toilet paper. Charmin Ultra Soft. He's a bitch.
Jared said that probably about 50 times while we were watching the game. I sat over his house, and I was like, oh, look, Kyrie, bitch. Fuck him.
Oh, you know, right when, I think a little bit after it went down, and I kind of saw it going viral, and I just immediately wrote Jared, because I was like, well, there's my tone. And I was like, so what's your take? I kind of like what he did. And he was like,
yeah, same I think thing. If. It's good for the sport, and it's good to get people talking about it, like, outside the realm of Boston fans, I guess. You know what I mean? Because, obviously, like, you guys, it makes you guys interested in it. Like, people who might not watch basketball or, you know, don't really – yeah, basically, just people who don't really follow basketball much. They're like, what's going on? What is this? And then you see him give the finger once. And then you see him at the back. He's basically giving the double fingers on the back of the head to the crowd, and – that's just being a mental midget. I mean, you know, the Boston crowd just put him in a fucking pretzel. So put his brain in a blender. And it was good. It was good because, like, he was making shots too. So it's like, okay, kind of going back and forth, but go back and forth with your actions, like in the game, like making those shots. Don't, because if you react to the crowd like that, it's literally letting everyone know that we're in your head. Like, we're bothering you. We're getting to you. So that happened. I mean, he did really good the first game, but tonight he got the same reactions. Boston, the crowd booing the shit out of him. Listen to this stat line. Tonight he went 4-for-13 field goals. He 0-for-1 on threes. Hit two free throws. He had 10 points.
The best point guard in the NBA had 10 points in a fucking playoff game.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's you know, whenever this happens in the NBA, I think about, you know, with LeBron James, whenever he left the Cavs and then left the Heat, now he's with the Lakers, back to the Cavs, back to the Lakers. It seems like when it comes to basketball, the fans really hate it when you leave an organization like that, more so than any other sport to me, it seems like.
Well, I don't, but it's not that you leave an organization, just don't. Like, you have big cities, right? Like New York, New York, L.A., Boston. Maybe you could maybe throw Chicago in there for, like, the big basketball, like, cities, like in the NBA. And if a player leaves, what, like, we might be mad. But don't sit there all season and promise us, I can't wait to be back next year. Don't make a commercial with Nike with your father saying, yeah, I could see my name hanging up in the rafters. Don't do that. Don't say you're going to come back and then fucking nope. I'm just going to go join Kevin Durant in the Nets. Like, that's just a bitch move. It's just full of shit.
It would have been better for him to stay in Boston because, you know, like during the whole COVID thing, he didn't get the vaccine. And so he wasn't even able to play on the road. He just couldn't play in New York.
Yeah.
Yes, and, yeah. You know, so he couldn't play all the way up until like a month ago. Like a month ago, right. Or maybe less than a month ago, he was able to play in New York. So
you ever see those videos of him, like when he's training, like just how good his balance is. Like he will literally like over and like just bring himself back. And he's like dribbling two basketballs while he's standing on a basketball with each foot. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Like how good his balance is.
Yeah, he's a bitch. I hope he tears his ACL.
To my Uncle Drew?
Fuck him. No, like, and then, like, when he made his first comeback to Boston, he was walking through with the fucking, what's that fucking smoke shit that the devil worshippers do or whatever to get spirits out and shit? What's that thing called with the smoke?
Sage or some shit?
Yeah, he was burning sage in the Boston Garden, walking around and fucking swinging it. People were like, what was that? He's like, oh, I was just doing a thing. Like, what?
Getting the bad juju out of here.
Yeah, so he did that. And then obviously he got the shit boot out of him. And then he wants to go to center court and stomp on the logo. Bitch. And you think they're not going to give you shit? Get the fuck out of here. He's just a mental midget. Mental midget. That's all he is.
I don't know. Sid, you got anything to add or subtract on that?
I mean, I like him in Uncle Drew.
Fuck him.
It's hilarious in this shit.
Movie sucked. Space Jam was better.
You can play, come out here and ball, dog. I know. I don't know.
I hope he tears both ACLs.
I mean, if he's doing stupid shit like that, then obviously, yeah. I mean, he left. I mean, I know he was trying to come back and hyping all this shit up for this next season, and then went to the Nets and was like, "Well, what the fuck?" You know?
Yeah, like don't just make promises and not follow through with them. Like that's just the biggest scumbag move, especially with like a diehard fan base. Like if it's fucking New Orleans or something, then it's like, oh yeah, they'll get booed or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's
a bum. Fuck him.
So when I lived down in Mobile, we used to go over to the Pelicans. Yeah,
Pelicans.
What is the Smoothie King Stadium, right?
Yeah, that's the New Orleans Pelicans. That's in New Orleans.
The NOLA.
And we used to go down there. And so me and some coworkers of mine, we went one night. And this was back when Westbrook was having his triple-double season with the Thunder. Probably, 5 years ago now?
Yep.
And I didn't know he was going to be at the game. He is on the other side of the arena, and I hear him heckling Westbrook. Westbrook, you piece of shit. And he gets a triple-double that night. And then later that night, you know, I text him. I was like, I can hear you from across the arena. And he said, where are you at? Is there a free seat? I'm about to come do that over there where you're at. And I was like, don't do that.
Stay your ass over there.
And he comes around and he finds us, and like we had closer seats, and he was like, I was yelling at him from the rafters, I'm about to really get in his head now. And dude, he was yelling at Westbrook, and there was one time when Westbrook looked his way and I was like, oh my god, dude, why are you heckling this man?
Yeah, no, I just it's a different league now. Like, obviously you guys remember like Kevin Garnett, like he's one of the very few people that I would follow through the gates of hell into into battle or whatever. He's just a fucking savage. And if I guarantee you, if he was on that court when Kyrie stomped on the logo, there would have been fucking fists flying. Because Kevin Garnett don't play no shit.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
It's a little bit of a different NBA now, but I mean,
yeah,
beat him on the court. And that's what we did the last two nights.
Even with the NBA, they all try, who's the GOAT, Michael Jordan or is it Bron? And I was like, it's two different types of NBA. That's not even comparable. You know, MJ's game was a lot more physical. The game was a lot different then.
Mm-hmm.
And today, it's definitely Bron's game. He's arguably, the best right now.
Yeah, he's the greatest of this time. It's just the greatest of eras. Like, excuse me. Like, Michael, like, watching that Last Dance documentary, like, there's literally that killer mentality. And he talks about it. And very few people have that. Very few.
Mm-hmm.
Last person to have it that we've seen is, at least in basketball, is Kobe.
Definitely.
And he turned it into the Mamba mentality. So, and LeBron doesn't have that killer mentality, like the ball's in my hand for the last shot and I'm gonna fucking hit this shit.
Also,
he doesn't have that.
It's like he lacks a lot of that fucking loyalty, you know? Like he just buys his championships and moves to the next thing with the most superstars where he's gonna give himself the best chance. I mean, look at the Lakers. They're stacked and they still fucking suck.
Yeah.
Kobe didn't do that.
No.
Jordan didn't do that. Jordan worked within the bounds of what he had, had a great team around him and made it work, man. He didn't bounce around like LeBron's done to try to, get the championships like he has.
Yeah.
And I find fascinating about Jordan, like you're talking about the killer instinct. He would make things up in his mind for motivation. And it might not be true, but it was true to him.
Yeah.
Amazing, man. It's crazy. Like that to hear that about Jordan.
Yeah. So different. And the stories of back then too are just him fucking like running wind sprints and fucking practice, he'd always come in first. Mm-hmm. He'd have to come in first. He couldn't lose doing anything. It's just that different mentality.
So competitive about everything.
Wow, Kyrie, another quick stat. He had zero fucking field goal attempts in the last 4 minutes and 20 seconds of the game. That's a bum. Best point guard in the league.
Didn't even let the man shoot.
Fuck him.
All right,
you're not going to attempt to score?
That's pretty bad too, considering that Durant was getting like double and mostly triple teamed the whole night, and he still had like 27 points,
Yeah. Six turnovers,
he was the high scoring player of tonight's game.
Yes.
Yeah, KD had 27 points.
Yeah. And then Jaylen Brown went off in the fourth quarter. It was awesome.
Yeah. I saw you going after that. He finished strong. So, there was this viral video. We'll change the speed up a little bit. I just think it's funny. You know, if you're religious or it's kind of political, but it's just funny all the way around. So they were on their way back to the United States from a mission trip. And guy pulls out his guitar and like half the plane is singing this worship song and the other half is like, would you please sit down and shut up? And so Ilhan Omar, she's like, well, I wonder what if what would happen if we did a Muslim prayer or something to that effect. How would people react? And here comes the libertarians. This, and it was a picture of 9/11 with the planes crashing into the buildings. And right when I saw that, I screenshotted it, and I was like, this is gold. I was like, can't believe you went there.
It was so funny, too, because one of the replies was Randy Marsh from South Park when he was carrying his balls in the fucking wheelbarrow walking down the street. Someone replied with that to the 9/11 picture, and I was like, oh, my. This is what I live for on Twitter. It's just so, like, there's a boundary, obviously, like in life, and like Twitter is like 1,000 yards past that shit. It's awesome. Sit down and freeze on us.
Yeah. It's
this dude is rocking on the plane.
I don't know, like Kumbaya, like, my lord, or something.
Worshiping at 30,000 feet in this motherfucker.
Yeah. One of my reactions, I think my initial reaction, I think I said it to a buddy, I was like, dude, like, if you want to, like, be so close to Jesus, just open up that door and go fucking meet him. Like, don't fucking.
I guess he was excited. I guess he was excited to have his mask off so he could show off in front of everybody on the airplane. Check me out, fuckers. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's whatever, but at the same time, like, bruh, keep it in your pants kind of shit.
I think it happened like maybe a day before.
This is ridiculous. Who does that? Who does that? It's like the wedding singer, except worse. Worse.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, that's a but good that, point. That is a good point. Like, the, like we'll let that happen, or like the airline will let that happen. But what if, like, you know, like 5 or 6, like Islamic people started reciting shit from the, I'm not gonna say shit, but stuff from the Quran. People would get so fucking scared. Like,
people would just be tripping out.
Yeah, and it's just so fucking. I guarantee you, one of these YouTubers or like one of these fucks on the internet now is gonna do it, and it's gonna be so fucking funny. And then you're gonna have the people be like, "What did you expect?" Da, 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 da. And it's like, we're just trying to prove a fucking point. And that point is going to get proven.
And the moment that plane lands, TSA is going to be all over his ass.
Oh, the feds will be on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fucked up. And then they're going to sue. Yeah. And I hope they do. And I hope they become millionaires. I hope that yeah, I already see it happening. That's going to be the story in 2025 when the lawsuit settles. Yep. That's what it's going to be. Defamation lawsuit.
Yeah. Which, I mean, and that whole thing is getting more popular by day and day. What was it? The Sandman? You remember the kid with the MAGA hat who was just looking at or staring at the Indian man?
Oh, yeah.
And he sues CNN and he wins. And now the kid just, he ain't got to do nothing for the rest of his life.
Yeah, because they were trying defamation to paint him lawsuit. Like, yeah, they basically was, you know, portraying him in an image that wasn't true. Like, mm-hmm. He was antagonizing that guy, and that's not the case at all. The guy just got in his face and started singing.
Yeah, like just a crazy old man going up to this kid's grill. And then he's obviously going to have a smirk because he's going to be like, what the fuck is going on right now?
It's an awkward situation. Smirk, too. I mean, kind of like was solid with the eye contact, though. Like, the nutsack on that kid's pretty strong because, I mean, he was just kind of just staring at him.
Yeah.
Y'all fucking see this? Like, looking off to the left and right of me, like, is this for real happening right now? This motherfucker's chanting a tribal song. But he just stared at that dude. Ice cold, baby.
All right. What about Elon Musk? Just before we get into the whole Twitter thing, like, what are your thoughts on Elon Musk? Are you pro Elon? Do you like what he does? What's going on?
I'm 100% pro Elon.
Elon 2024.
I mean, I think nobody's further in civilization quite like Elon is.
And he gets the internet.
Yeah, 100% too, yeah. I mean, this man's trying to create a multi-planetary species, which was humans. And he's green energy. I mean, he's revolutionized so many different industries across the board. He's the entrepreneurs of entrepreneurs. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes fucking flamethrowers.
He made a rocket that flies and goes to space and comes back down and lands upright. He made space travel affordable. If you ever look at that shit, it used to be like hundreds of thousands, billions of dollars.
Billions.
With just one flight, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars. And now it's like a payload costs like a little less than $10,000. He did that. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about sending motherfuckers to the moon in the 60s, and we were spending billions of dollars for that long. We're talking fucking half a century, man. So I'm definitely throwing you.
Well, that's why they cut the funding on NASA, because I think Obama did that.
Yeah, I mean,
so much money.
I think Obama ended up putting a little bit more money back into it. But what it was is they got rid of the shuttle program because the shuttle program was just sucking everybody dry. I mean, we couldn't. It was an exorbitant cost. It couldn't be justified with how much money was being poured into something like that. And that was a waste. You know, you got the first stage falls off and it keeps flying with a big red tank on the bottom and then it just falls off. Well, we're just going to make fucking new ones. We don't do that, we line.
Yeah.
Like when I see the first crew that went into space, that was like the ninth time or something like that, that rocket had been in the space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's insane what he's done, man. So,
and now some of them even fucking land on drone ships that aren't even, that have no humans on board. That's so fucking bananas.
Yeah.
I hope if he ran for president, I guarantee you he would get a lot of, if he made a hard push, he'd be in contention.
But he can't because he's South.
Yeah, he's from South Africa.
There's a waiver for that.
You have to be a natural born. That's right.
If there's one thing I've learned in the military or like whatever, like there's a waiver for everything. You can get that shit signed off.
You know, and just like it's two things about Elon that I like the most is like, you know, of all the billionaires in the world, you know, think about like your Bill Gates or of just any of those guys is they're not very optimistic when it comes to the human race. And that's one thing I really love.
Is this your mic going out? Or is he frozen?
I think we're losing you, Loy Allen.
Uh-oh.
Come back to us.
He looks constipated.
You have fallen into the metaverse. Come back. Disappearing into the ether.
Uh-oh. Did we have whatchamacallit's come on board? Our UNSC ship? Covenant?
I can't even see it no more, man.
What, the UNSC thing?
Oh, when I got disconnected and come back, I can't really see.
Oh, damn. Uh-oh.
If I got to the other mode, it doesn't really come back.
You leaned back and then it zoomed in on your face.
You can't hear me right now, can you?
No, you muted. Okay, I must have muted.
Watch, it's gonna zoom in. Watch, it's gonna zoom. It's gonna what? I can't see it though. It doesn't let me look at it. I'm in like the two together mode and I can't see it.
Oh my god, it's funny.
I'm disappointed. I wanted to see that.
I think we lost him. I'm gonna text him.
Did he put something in the chat? Oh, you said, can you see this? I don't know. Yeah, shoot me a text. Let's see what he says. Tell him he needs to get on that 1 gig fiber, damn it.
No shit. Well, I think he said he was streaming to YouTube too. So if that's the case, then his upload and doing this, it's
his bandwidth is going to be split. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think if anything, if he wants to do that and simultaneously cast to like YouTube, I think some like I could join the Skype call and then stream that to YouTube from his account and I could just sit on my couch and just, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, where you're sitting at, you could hardwire in if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's just right beside you.
Actually, I can't because this doesn't have Ethernet. I have to get a fucking adapter. Fucking Apple.
Well, I understand that, man. Just a lot of stuff, though. Like, you don't need this Ethernet cable to do everything wireless.
Yeah.
Some of the recording.
On this chat thing, it said recording saved.
Okay. So it's picking up now. I don't know what happened.
Are you uploading? Like, are you streaming to YouTube too right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I can't stream until I hit 100 subscribers.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were like live streaming like to YouTube or whatever. And I was like, oh, maybe that be your connection because your upload between that and then your connection to us.
I might have been splitting.
See, I got this little I got this little hotspot that I'm using. Well, there it is. And so it should be fine. Yeah. Anyway, just back to that point.
Pro Elon.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Pro Elon. Yeah. So he's trying to buy Twitter. I think it's a good move. And like I've seen some of the things that he's been saying about Netflix since Netflix has been just tanking. They're down like 25% in stock today.
Oh, I think it's more than that. They took a shit today. A big shit today.
And I don't think they're through.
Definitely not.
And it was funny because I was reading an article today. I don't know who they reached out to in Netflix. I guess, you know, whoever speaks for them, like maybe a spokesperson. They were like, yeah, you know, ever since, you know, with the Russian response, since we, you know, we're only mainly providing our service to everyone but Russia, of course we knew there would be a dip. And I was like, this ain't gas and this ain't everything else that we've been blaming Russia for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just talking about like the slow slide down, man. Like back in November, they were at $682. They're down to $226 today.
And it was like
30%, a little over a 30% dump just today.
You hate to see it.
And I guess speaking a little more to your fact, and I ain't trying to steal no thunder, but I guess this is where you was going, is how he kind of said Elon was like the, what do you call it? Oh. The mind virus thing or whatever. The woke.
Yeah, woke.
Oh, yeah, woke. Yeah, yeah.
He made that comment today on Twitter. Is that what you was going to start talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it. I mean, that's pretty much it. He's like, you go woke, you get broke.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, that's the truth, though. I mean.
And it seems to be the case. And, you know, I have, you know, friends who are, I would say, very left-leaning. And they was like, I don't like that term woke. Could you stop saying that? And I was like, but that's what it is.
You're afraid of everything. Y'all were so proud to be woke just a couple of years ago. And now it mm-hmm. seems to be something that doesn't really fit what you want to fit for you. And now you're upset about it. I mean, talking about woke shit or whatever. Have you seen how many people are moving to Florida from woke states? Like yeah. San Francisco has like a great fleeing. There's literally an mm-hmm. article that I was reading about. And they're talking about there's literally people leaving their windows rolled down in their cars. Just so, if, you know, Frank and the boys won't have a fuck fest in the backseat of your car. They don't have to pay all this money because they bust out your fucking windows. They're just leaving mm-hmm. the windows down, and they're not leaving anything in their cars because it's so bad out there, man. People are literally moving to Miami, Florida. Like, if you look at it, I was
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This video day, and the guy was talking about this, and there's literally like stats he's showing, and like it's almost a complete inverse curve versus, you know, San Francisco's plummeting, people are getting out, San Diego, all these areas in California, and Miami's just the freest mm-hmm. state in America, god damn it, and it wore no masks this whole time.
mm-hmm. That's right. But, and so and like I haven't been a fan of his like work probably since going back, like maybe Pineapple Express or This Is the End. But I remember Seth Rogen, he had this take because he saw, you know, a lot of people complaining about what you're talking about with cars getting broken into. And he was like, that's L.A. It's not unusual to have your car broken into at least 10 times a year. And I was like, worst take of the year. That should not be normal.
Yeah, that being normalcy is kind of absurd.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, crime. Yeah,
totally. In the crime. DA, what was it? Well, didn't Rogan talk about that like months ago, maybe even like a year ago? I guess the DA over there isn't fucking pressing charges on anyone.
Well, that's right. It goes back to the World Economic Forum and a guy by the name of Klaus Schwab. He has been dumping an insane amount of money into these district attorneys in these different cities. But these Californian cities is a great example to where they don't prosecute crime. Just think about, like, in San Francisco, as long as you don't steal more than $900 worth of merchandise, they don't prosecute. The police won't even come after you.
Yeah, that's where you get all these videos of people doing the smash and grabs and shit, right?
Let's go ahead and call out the raging bull right here. I mean, fucking Kamala Harris, right? She was San Francisco. Was she a district attorney out there? And she didn't put nobody in fucking jail.
Well, no, but she liked keeping those guys in jail to so that they could put out the forest fires using the prisoners.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Like, and these were like non-violent drug crimes. This is like a guy getting locked up for having a little bit of pot.
Gotcha.
And they would keep those kind of people behind bars, literally ruining the man's life. And if he has a family, it's a non-violent crime. Let the man go.
Yeah.
But it's the whole thing, man. It's crazy, and people look at it for what it is. It's like eyes wide shut.
Speaking of crime, I want to see if I can quick Google search. There was someone recently that fucking... hold on, I'm just going to look up Free Kane.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's a good example.
Someone shot 20 people in Sacramento. That's a mass shooting, basically, if you want to get... Or that's where it was. Okay. It was 14 people this guy shot. And he's out on bail. Is, I don't know, guy, girl, whatever. Out on bail, $25,000 in South Carolina. And then Cain Velasquez, you know, pursues his, you know, daughter's, what do you want to call it, like an assaulter or... predator or whatever the fuck he is, mm-hmm. And you're gonna hold him without bail?
Yeah,
like what are we doing here? Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's down is up and up is down right now.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like, I know it's different states and shit, but come on,
that's that woke culture, bro.
That's exactly it. And just think about, like, New York City. There was this viral video floating around the internet where a woman was being raped on a subway, and instead of someone manning up and getting involved, they were pulling their phones out and recording it. It's like, this ain't World Star, dumbass.
It's fucked up.
That's just crazy, man. Nobody got the nuts to do anything.
Yeah. But what's crazy, if you were to get involved, you might be the one that actually goes to jail like you did it.
100%. I don't disagree with you on that. It's like, saying somebody gets in trouble or whatever, do I go give them... Say, for instance, somebody gets in a wreck or whatever and they're unconscious. You pull them out of the car. You try to help save their lives. You do CPR. You could wind up going to jail because of that. Because you are not technically a doctor who should be performing this. You know what I mean? Like, it's a scenario that could possibly play out and not land in your favor. But all you were trying to do is be a good Samaritan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That concept is going to be long gone. And just... I mean, shit, where we're at right now with just Florida versus Disney. So you have, like, the Florida legislation is about to take, you know, tax exemptions away from Disney, and everyone's all up in arms. It was like, Disney, why the fuck did you get involved in this, the don't say gay bill? It doesn't say that. It could be, say, the don't say straight. It could have been don't say God. It's just teach these third graders and under about curriculum, not about that shit. That's all it says. Leave that up to the right of the parent. And then everyone's all up in arms. It's all blown up in smoke. And good grief, like, just to talk about it. And, oh, man, that's you know, your words, that's hateful toward the LGBT community. And I was like, I'm not being hateful toward them. Just groomers, man. That's real. They shouldn't be around kids.
100%.
I haven't followed too much on like what exactly it is, like what it means. I just seen the memes. Like someone was driving down 95 and you see the welcome to Florida sign and he's driving towards it and passenger, he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking do it. And they're like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And they get past the sign. And he's like, gay, 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 gay. It was so funny. And like,
that is funny, but I was like, dude, that bill, you could read it in 2 minutes. It's a very short bill. And that is not the language of it. It's like, read it for yourself. A little bit of critical thinking, just a touch.
I ain't got to look at it too much, but I heard that there's apparently like a lot of snuck in stuff to it, basically. Like it's not.
Oh, there always is with that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, but this one's a little bit more over the top than some of the other stuff we've seen in the past, you know? I mean, very similar to the gender study stuff that we paid for during the COVID bill, somewhere in that area, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that.
That's important.
Yeah, especially in a Muslim country to where they believe in man and woman and nothing else.
Right.
But we're paying for that.
We just don't want them to say gay, Alan. We just don't want them to say gay.
And I'm okay with that.
With the Florida tax thing, like I bet, like, because what Disney before it was Disney, it was just swampland, right? In Orlando,
that's right. Yeah, whole city.
So that's what I bet. Like, part of it was like Walt Disney was like, "Hey, I'm gonna build this great fucking thing, and it's gonna drive people to you know to come down here." And create all this, you know, infrastructure, this, you know, just this community. And it's going to, you know, it's going to create all these fucking jobs and it's going to create a lot of people traveling in and out of the state, you know? And they're like, okay, yeah, but I'll do it. Like if, you know, if we get a huge tax break, I'm like, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Just, you know, you do you. And this was what, maybe fucking 50, 60 years ago, whatever the fuck it was, maybe not that long, but you know, you get my point. And, now you're at to a point where fucking Disney owns half the world and Florida as being a, you know, a tax-free state for, excuse me, state income tax. They're probably looking at it and saying, hey, like, you know, you guys are a gazillion dollar company. Start paying your fucking fair share of taxes. They did create the infrastructure and shit, but
at the same time too, Disney's like its own city out there.
It is. They have their own cops. They have their own everything. Right, sewer system, water.
I was going to say, they built all that out themselves. Like that didn't come from the state of Florida or the county or anybody. That was Disney coming in and building that out themselves.
Right.
That's probably another reason why I think they probably do good tax breaks, because they built and developed everything from the ground up too.
Yeah.
I think that might be a portion of it. I don't know. They make billions of dollars a year. They can pay some fucking taxes.
Yeah. But if Florida wants some, you know, tax money, just it's so easy. Just legalize weed. So simple. So simple.
Well, they at least they do medical simple over there, you know?
Yeah, unlike this fucking state.
Oh man,
so
come on.
Crazy.
It could be worse. It could be Mississippi, where the 74% of the population voted for it to be legal. And then the people that they voted to represent them said, nah, not gonna do it.
Not good enough, yeah.
That's stupid. But can they, is it medicinalized?
You did 74, we needed 75.
is it medicinalized in Mississippi?
No, I think it's pretty much the same as it is in Alabama. I think Alabama is actually a little bit ahead of Mississippi when it comes to that.
Okay. I believe ours is like...
in pill form. You can only take it in pill form.
It can be used for medicinal purposes in a pill form.
That's so stupid.
I think Mississippi's like, you can do hemp.
They really the thing. And like, you know, right now, yeah.
Nope, did we lose him again?
I don't know. You're cutting out on us, Al.
Can't hear you. Did you mute your mic?
No.
Oh, now we can hear you.
Okay, we'll get you. You're back.
Yeah, it's funny. Like here in Starkville, you'll go into a cannabis store, and they have an ATM set up in there because they can't accept taxes.
Yeah, it's still so legal.
It has to be like you have to pay cash, and it's so funny. Like because they're selling that Delta 8, they have like the gummies and all the different stuff, and I wanted to like talk to the guy some more because it was just me and the owner in there one day, and I was like, how are you doing this when it's still illegal? And he was like, it's all a big loophole right now, my man.
That's kind of amazing.
Speaking about all that, there's a, do you guys know what Houseplant is? Are you aware what Houseplant is? It's the company that, what's his name? Seth Rogen started.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They sell like, you know, little decorative vases and whatever, like, you know, smoking accessories or whatever. But they posted something on Instagram today and they Seth Rogen was basically saying how, you know, the MORE Act got pushed through what, Senate? It got approved through Senate and now it has to go to Congress. And he's saying Congress is probably going to get, you know, shut it down. And basically there was a link. And all you have to do is, you know, put your name, put your zip code. You don't even have to put your address, put your zip code and your email address. And it automatically selects your Congress members. And it automatically fills out an email just saying like, hey, you guys should look into this and I support this. Like if you're really going to take the voice of the people, like I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So, and it just sends an email to your Congress members. Like, I don't know who the fucking Alabama Congress members is, but I know they're just, you know, it's legal in Massachusetts. So it'd kind of be silly for me to send it to them because since they're, you know, on one side of the spectrum or Democrat, Republican, whatever the fuck, they're probably going to vote one way compared to down here. They're going to vote another way. So,
yeah, you got, what's his name out of Auburn?
Oh, he's a senator. That's Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, but he's still, I think it's going to the Senate now. It passed the House of Representatives, it's going to the Senate.
That's right. That's, yeah.
So that's what's happening now. And so, yeah, it's Tuberville and Shelby.
No, I think it passed Senate. It has to go to Congress now.
No, I think it's in the Senate. It's got to go to Congress next.
It
made it through the House of Representatives. Now,
yeah, Congress usually writes the bill, then it goes to the Senate, then it goes to the President.
That's right, exactly. So now it's got to go to the Senate next, and then so that's our senators. So that's who we're trying to get it to. And then, like you said, it basically just goes ahead and types out the emails. Hey, I'm a constituent of yours.
Oh yeah, that's what this says. It says, unfortunately, it's unlikely to pass through the Senate without massive public pressure.
Yeah. Because the only reason I know this because Tommy Tuberville popped up, and I was like, oh, that's a senator.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so I misworded it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, if you don't support it or whatever, but yes, it's in the Senate.
But if you go to my Twitter, it's like once you get past all the live tweets about the Celtics game and whatnot, it's right there. It's just actually I'll just spell it out. It's cannabisincommon.org. Just go to that, fill it out, and make sure you're not going to get spam emails because just it's so easy. You just click the boxes. No, I don't want to receive emails. No, I don't want to receive texts. You're not going to fucking hear from them. It's just you sending a message stating like, hey, you know, I'm on this side. So, you know, you should probably listen to the people who fucking voted for you.
And then when you go to Starkville, and then when you go to Starkville and you buy your Delta 8, you could use a credit card. Because it'll be federally legal and you won't have to go around with cash.
If it's federally legal, I won't be doing Delta 8 no more.
Oh, shit.
Where do I get my green card, boys? It's good for my glaucoma.
Over here, like, what was it, rush hour? Man, this is weird. Yeah. It's for my glaucoma.
Oh, that's it. All right.
Oh, my God.
So since we're all here, I guess the last time we were all together, it was Porch Fest. And Sid, I appreciate you helping design and run the website and running the sound and helping so much with the festival. Jared, appreciate you coming up, even though the music was not your flavor, but you were there to hang out.
Yeah. I mean, I think I even said to you and like maybe one of the guys that perform, like, I'm like really big into hip hop, rap, but there's a few people who I liked who killed it, and I thought it was really good because it was like intimate or like, you know, personal. I guess not intimate. That's a bad. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
But yeah, I liked it a lot. Even God forgive me, I forget his name. Who's the guy that performed inside? You have the T-shirt.
Abe Partridge.
Like, that was cool shit. Like, yeah, man, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to do it again. And every time it gets better and better. I'm just going to go ahead and start planning for the next one, you know?
Yeah, man.
Sid, what'd you think, man?
I think it was awesome. I really liked the first night. You know, I've listened to, I was actually telling Jared about this when we were standing out there actually watching him play. But really like listening to Taylor Hollingsworth and Shake It Like a Caveman. Mm-hmm. Those guys killed it, Mike. I don't know.
There wasn't a bad act. Everybody was fucking great.
No, everybody I feel like brought their A game on that one for sure. Like everybody was ready to play and nobody like – it's kind of impressive to me because, you know, sometimes you get some – like I play gigs. And I mainly do covers, but, you know, sometimes you play and you're like, well, I'm just going to kind of chill between a song here, you know, just kind of hang out. Well, nobody doing that. It was pretty much song, 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 song. Like everybody was playing every song they possibly could and just a little bit of talking in between. Obviously, talk about the song a little bit. You did have one girl play the next day on Saturday. I can't remember her name. She came up for the lady that is with Chapel Hill Records. She had the dark hair. She played. She had like the nylon string guitar. Do you remember her name? She's out of Birmingham.
Oh, Rebecca Eglin.
Yeah, man. She has a fantastic voice. Man.
Mm-hmm.
She has some really good songs. She really
had a
out of me. And when she got up to start playing, I was like, holy crap,
yeah,
this girl.
Yes, so many people were really impressed with her, and that was a last-minute pick. I had someone drop out like in the final hour, so I just called Rebecca, and I was like, "Is there any way you could come to the house and play?" And she's like, "Yep," and I was so happy about that.
Yeah, she did a fantastic job. And then, the end of the night, we all got to listen to Groove Johnson and Cosmic Gravy. Aren't y'all coming down to Orange Beach here in the next couple of weeks here? Are you coming along with?
Oh, I'm there, buddy. I'm going to be slapping that bass.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
Yeah.
Slapping the bass.
Yeah, so Trial by Fire. Same thing I did for Groove Johnson. That was Trial by Fire to be in in Cosmic Gravy. We'll be down there. I have to check. I think it's not this Saturday, but the next.
I know you're down here the 7th, and I think you're here the week before that.
Yeah, it's pretty much back to back.
It's 3 weeks, right?
3 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're playing Oso's, this Orange Beach, and then the Keg 2 weekends in a row, right?
Mm-hmm. And awesome. One of those gigs, I think it's the Keg, we are the after party for the Hangout Fest.
Oh, nice, bro. Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know what nothing means.
I'm hoping
I'm doing it.
I'm playing at what 11 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, and I think Sunday they end at like 10 or maybe 9. So if you're playing on like a Saturday after hours, that'd be like an after party, and a lot of people probably going to stay in Orange Beach. Probably will come through and hang out.
And
all condominiums up and down the Canal Road right there. So
and Cosmic Gravy will make you shake your ass.
Yeah, they will.
I got a lot of it to shake, so I don't want to cause an earthquake.
Hey, so I have to go back to something real quick, Al. You said it was Trial by Fire, kind of, you know, I had to jump in and do it. Did you have to wear a taco suit to play for Groove Johnson?
I did that because Rebecca Eglin asked me to.
That's awesome. I just didn't know if that was a requirement to make it into the Cosmic Gravy, my man. That's all.
Oh, it's gonna get sillier. I'm working on getting me a disco helmet. My head is a disco ball. Yeah. Oh, well, guys, I don't have anything else to add or subtract. The damn coverage on my end has been crap tonight. Anything else y'all want to cover before we walk it out?
I put out the first that podcast, the Quarterman podcast, for the first time in, like, what, almost a year?
Yep.
So that's up and running. I think episode 8. I got to get here and record a newer episode, just going over last week's UFC card. It was a free card, but I'm going to throw in there, like, the boxing event that happened. What's his name fought? Earl Spence fought. And then what's his name's fighting this weekend? The Gypsy King, our sweet prince. He's fighting this week in Wembley Stadium. In Wembley Stadium, so it's going to be 100,000 people rocking on a Saturday afternoon. It's on at like 2 in the afternoon here. But yeah, check out the Cornerman wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you, same with this podcast, follow and subscribe, and make sure you download the episodes too, so our analytics department can see, like, you know, not only how many people are listening, but how many downloads you get. So that helps out a lot.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get some more sponsors and things. So that always helps. A buddy of mine texted me yesterday, and he said, "You had an ad in German yesterday." I was like, "I guess we got a pretty big German audience."
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Universal.
Nein.
Wow. Oh, and if you want to see Kyrie Irving be a fucking bum, they're playing on Saturday. Fucking bum.
And you can follow my man Jared Kenny on the Twitterverse if you want to see UFC sports, and just pretty good follow on the Twitterverse. You can follow him there. Sid, anything else to add or subtract?
No, had a great time at 22. Looking forward to the next one. Hopefully it's bigger and better than the last. I feel like we got some ideas to kind of throw next time, especially just the, you know, even on the stage side of things. And hopefully next time too, we get a little bit warmer weather. We had that weather that kind of screwed us, but other than that, it was still a great time. It was fantastic.
At least it didn't rain.
Yeah, man. Gosh, thank gosh.
Yeah, that would have been horrible.
That would have been the worst case scenario. We would have been piling in the living room, baby. Hanging out in the house for 22.
We might have been on the front porch like you've always wanted.
Yeah, man. That would have been great, dude. Hey, that's what we should do for the next one. We're just going to move everything to the front porch. So when you drive by, you can't help but see everybody playing music, right?
Yeah. Invite only. We're only allowing 20 cars in the yard.
That's right.
All right, guys. We'll ease on out of here. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you having us on. Fuck Kyrie Irving.
in trouble, baby. Rock me to the bone.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.